The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you kidding me? Newtown, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, Newtown, North Dakota holds the key to changing America. And that may sound like a little Hannon hype, but I'm telling you what, folks, when you look at what happens in Newtown, North Dakota every day and around some of the most beautiful parts of the world on federal lands, oil and gas development on federal lands, and if you know, a statistic I heard at the North Dakota Petroleum Council conference this week, $123 trillion in mineral rights are owned by the federal government, in other words, us, the taxpayers of the United States of America. $123 trillion. So I only want 10% of those federal lands to be developed, and we don't have a federal debt any longer. You know, our federal debt is it's going to be $20 trillion before we know it, but think about that. I mean, think about that. You could. You know, I guess we got to go a little north. My math isn't all that good. A little north of 10%. But the point is, with a sliver of the federal lands being developed, just like they do it right here in Newtown, North Dakota, which used to be a donut hole where all the activity around the federal lands, and somebody woke up and said, well, wait a minute, actually it was John Hovind, his governor, said, you know what, we need to figure out a deal here. We got to get in the room with the leadership of these reservations. Let's sit down with the folks from the three affiliated tribes, and history was made. And now, you know, it's still not there when you think about the fact that the average permit Lynn Helms' shop approves is in about 18 days on private land, and the very same rock, the very same oil, it takes 6 months for the federal government to approve. Still not there, but at least it's being approved. At least it's happening. And if that's repeated over and over and over again, that's why I say Newtown, North Dakota has an opportunity to change the world. Because if folks just come here and see that it can be done right next to Lake Sakakawea responsibly, and what that would bring in revenue to the federal government, you could eliminate the federal debt. Now, if you think I'm crazy, that's why I have a talk show. I give my opinions, and you can call and say you're crazy. But I really believe that could happen. It's the What's in Your Town tour. My name is Scott Hennen. Here taking your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This hour, we're going to hear from more folks from Newtown, North Dakota, including Jason Tracy, who's building a brand-new supermarket here. We're going to hear from Doug Goring, who is the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, Republican candidate, running for re-election. He's up against a fellow by the name of Ryan Taylor, and I'm still waiting to hear back from Ryan Taylor. And we're hoping that we can have both of them on for about 4 or 5 minutes and talk about social contracts and what that means, because that was a term that Ryan used this week at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference that has a lot of people scratching their head on what exactly that means. Does it mean sharing the wealth? Does it mean what it's meant in other countries? Does it mean how he referenced it related to the coal industry? How's that worked out for the coal industry, by the way? Let me know how you think the coal industry is doing these days because of federal regulation and mindsets like that. So anyway, we need to get into that a little bit as well. But really, are you kidding me? We're in Newtown, North Dakota today. We want your Newtown stories. We have a winner from last hour. Todd, are you ready to unveil the lucky winner? I have it ready to go here, folks. This is last hour's contribution to I have it here. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
All right. Are you kidding me, winner of a bacon bundle from Cloverdale Foods? What do you think of this winner?
Yeah, I was watching the game last night. The announcers, boy, that was really funny. Some of them wouldn't even say the Redskins. Some of them were just blabbing it out. And I was just wondering about the Giants, the large people in the world. They're going to be offended.
Yeah.
They don't change that name, too. Thanks. Have a good day.
Are you kidding me? What about that guy just told us that story, too? It's just like he's sitting on his couch kind of going, you kidding me? I mean, my gosh, what about the Giants?
Yeah.
I don't see Redskins yet. So that's that just sort of North Dakota common sense and, you know, just going to tell you this over a cup of coffee. So a Cloverdale bacon bundle is on the way to that man, and the good news is I have another one in my back pocket. And the folks
Not literally.
Well, it's a certificate that we're going to...
Okay,
actually
shipped, I was going to say, I don't bacon want bacon right that's been in your back pocket, Scott. Okay, oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
Good point, good point. There is a USDA. So anyway, we have another bacon bundle from Cloverdale going out for our caller of the hour this hour. You can call us at 800-228-0550. We're also going to meet Jared Eagle from the Edgewater Country Club this hour, and appreciate Gary Peterson from Lakeside State Bank is with us, along with Brett Erdman from Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and the good folks here that have brought us the What's in Your Town tour today. All right, Cameron's been waiting for a while to get in here, so let's get Cameron, then Jason in New Salem, and more of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Cameron, what is on your mind?
Yeah,
I just wanted to call, and I've been hearing these challenges where your opponents, your political opponents, aren't coming on to debate with you, and I fired off your challenge to a few people who I thought might come on, and they all said the same thing. There's no debating with you or the right wing, any of the right wingers, because you guys can't accept basic facts. You can't acknowledge the facts, and I run into that when I call into this program, too, and present you with the facts and whip you up into a tizzy. So I was just pointing that out. In order to have a debate, you have to have relevant premises which coherently arrive at conclusions. You guys don't do that, period. Nobody on the right does that.
When you say you guys, okay, so that's all of us. Anybody that's conservative, we're just incoherent idiots. Is that what your theory is, Cameron?
Well, you're not incoherent, but you're not employing reason. You're irrational.
I see. Look, I'd love to live in your
world.
Don't take my word for it. I'd love to live in your world. Give me your best example of it.
Oh, sure. Go online and look at a protracted exchange between someone on the left and on the right, posting comments. Look at the most recent comment the right-winger posted and see if you can guess what the original topic was. You never will.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, first of all, I believe and find about somewhere between 1 and 10% of what I find on in any online chat to be of relevance, right? That just is in the world of it. So let's just do this. Give me, give me Jack Dalrymple, okay? Jack Dalrymple, the Republican governor of North Dakota, or John Hoeven, or Kevin Cramer. Give me one example of their incoherence in your view.
Oh, sure. Hoeven did a great one. Porter was challenging him to debate, and Hoeven said, voters don't want to hear us make promises and talk about what we're going to do once we get elected.
Well, I think that's a good point on John Hoeven's point. He's saying, I don't want to just hear you say you're going to do all this stuff. I actually want to see you live it. So I think I don't think he was saying, I don't want to debate. I don't want to tell you what I'm going to do. I think he was saying, don't tell me, show me.
Then go to your syndicated columnists, the intelligentsia of the right, Thomas Sowell, George Will. See if you can identify the thesis statement in any of those opinion articles and see if what they say actually supports that opinion statement.
All right. Well, anyway, Cameron, we're not going to agree today. I will put you in the mix for a call of the day because I'd love to be challenged. I don't mind you calling. I don't mind disagreeing, and I welcome more of it. I will tell you this, as far as, your efforts to get folks on the other side of the aisle to come on this program and do a debate. Number one, obviously, Kevin Cramer is on here once a week. I'll just use this as an example because it's being used as an example in Congress. Kevin has been in caucus meetings in which he has been held up as an example of, look what this guy does. He doesn't know who's going to call. He doesn't know what they're going to ask. They can be fans. They can be critics. And I think anybody that's listened to Congressman Kevin Cramer on the radio once a week know that I ask a lot less questions than the callers do. And you can go check the podcasts. Okay, the questions come from the callers. And he's been challenged, and people agree, and they disagree, and they yell at him and scream at him and everything else. One guy called the other day and said, you know what, I call his office, he's not accessible, all he does is talk to special interest groups, he won't go anywhere, he won't... Do you know what he did? We got the guy's number and found out for one, I guess he'd been using an alias and hadn't been leaving his real name, and there were some issues there. He said his name was Mark, and it wasn't Mark, it was Cameron or whatever, but the point is the guy wasn't being honest. But Congressman Kevin Cramer, actually his wife Chris, scheduled an impromptu coffee with Cramer at the Barnes & Noble in Bismarck, and he went right down there and talked to the guy. Okay? Now, I think that's pretty cool. And so that's what George Sinner has the opportunity to do. That's what Heidi Heitkamp has the opportunity to do. That's what Ryan Taylor has the opportunity to do, and they don't do it. And you know why? It's not about not debating me or no logic or no reason. Look, Heidi Heitkamp is a United States senator today because Rick Berg didn't want to go into the arena and just talk to folks. And it wasn't Rick Berg's fault. It was bad campaign advice. So for George Sinner or Ryan Taylor or any other Democrat to now say, no, I'm not going to go talk to the largest audience in North Dakota, is not about Scott Hannon. Because this show isn't about me. It's called What's on Your Mind because the listeners drive the debate. All right? So just so you know, and by the way, just to, since you brought up George Sinner, George Sinner, I know and have known, you know, not informally for a number of years. I run into him at an event in Bismarck the other day, about a month ago. He says, hey, I want to come on your show. I said, well, that's funny. We've asked every week for since you started your campaign, and the answer is always no from your staff. Well, you're talking to the wrong person. I said, well, you're the candidate. Fix it. And then the dog and pony show continued and everything else. Last thing I'll say, the debates that we're going to host here are going to be moderated by me in the sense that I'm not asking questions or opinions. You are. So that's an excuse. They're running for cover. Back to more of your calls after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What we're here to find out. Cameron's in the mix. What do you think of what Cameron had to say? He basically said if you're conservative, then you really you don't make reasoned arguments, and Brett, I saw you kind of coming out of your chair over there. What was the deal there? what was going on? You looked like you wanted to say something.
No, I'm
you're going to continue as a diplomat?
Yeah, I got to be there. You know? I need all kinds of customers.
Exactly right. One of my good friends is Hal Gershman, owns the Happy Harry's Bottle Shops, and Hal is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, right? Byron Dorgan, one of his best friends, everything else, and we'd always have wrestling matches every time when it came time to renew his advertising because he'd say, you're such a right-wing nut, you're crazy, you're done. I'm like, well, I get that a left-wing nut thinks I'm a right-wing nut. I get that, but I notice when I buy a bottle of wine or a six-pack or 12-pack every now and then, I seem to see more conservatives in here than I do liberals. You know these things in a town like Grand Forks, right? And he said, I said, do you like it when Republicans, buy stuff in your store? Get out of my face, and then he signed the contract. So it's a good business model, right?
Yeah.
You want folks that are political, apolitical. You want everybody.
Yeah.
And truth be told, that's what makes the American economy go. Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites are a fine location. How about you, Todd? What did you think of what Cameron had to say?
I hate generalizations on either side. Not all on the left think identically. Not all on the right think identically. To generalize like that, I think, is just intellectually lazy, if nothing else.
And by the way, we are efforting debates from every campaign, from every candidate, and we're relying on the races you want. And by the way, the vast majority of these folks are going to do it. Everybody's excited to do it. It's wonderful. We're having challenges with Ryan Taylor and George Center right now. And we're going to try and work through them. Look, I believe this is just a motto I live by. There's two groups of people in the world, friends and potential friends. And if you operate that way, you're going to be in pretty good shape. And not all of them are going to be your friends, but boy, why stop trying? So that's where I'm at. And I'm that way with listeners, too. Look, if you disagree with me, I'm going to put you to the front of the line. Today we have answering the phones at our world headquarters, Randy. So when you call Randy, just say, I couldn't disagree with Scott Moore. He's going to tell me that, and you're going to go to the front of the line. Dead serious about it. All right. I hope Jason doesn't disagree with me, but we'll find out. Let's go to New Salem. Jason, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. Hey, your last call there, Cameron. I like these liberals that provide examples so vague that they have no evidence and requires no proof. So, his points are very typical, I think, of how they like to operate. But anyway, my question today is these ballot measures, and in particular, measure number 5 coming up. And my question is how, maybe I'm just uninformed in how the process works, but how is it that North Dakotans are now forced to vote on something that if you just educate yourself, which you've been telling your listeners to do, that, we're basically forced to vote down something that is going to steal from us as North Dakotans. And I have an example of it, and I don't know if it's a perfect one, but it's like these scam contractors that target senior citizens and say, well, you need to pay me to fix your roof, otherwise it'll probably collapse. So then they're forced to make a decision that they probably don't want to in the first place. So why is it that North Dakota should have to be forced to vote on something that's going to steal from us? I just don't understand it.
Well, and worse yet, be enshrined in the Constitution that they can skim $4.8 billion off the top. And Dan Wagsland, I'm just going to out him. Dan Wagsland represents the grain growers in North Dakota. And he and I were talking at Big Iron, and he said, Scott, think about this. He said, okay, so they're going to take tax money, and they're going to buy land with it. Right. And they're going to do it in the name of conservation and ducks and wildlife and all that. Right. And they're going to buy land from folks and pay a lot of money with it, with our money. Number one. And he said, guess what? I've heard there's deals in the works where they're going to flip it. They're going to be land flippers and they're going to sell it to the feds and they're going to make a boatload of money on it with our money, too. You know, that's nothing short of insane. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. And look, I really believe North Dakotans are smart. This thing will be defeated. And again, these folks won't come on. I've got calls into Steve Adair from Ducks Unlimited saying, hey, let's talk about this. Do you want to come on? Do you want the questions in advance? Do you want to have me not be on the show that day? Our listeners are owed this. and they will not come on. And you know why? I believe I've done enough research on this on your behalf as listeners. They don't have the arguments against this. They want to say no. It's about mom and apple pie and clean water and wildlife and parks. Everybody should get that. And by the way, we're only taking 5% from those rich oil companies. That's what they want you to believe. Meanwhile, do the math. It's going to be $4.8 billion less in roads, in law enforcement officers, in schools, and in hospitals. That's the bottom line. And that's a lot of money, and we need the money right now to keep up with this boom. Here's your answer, though, Jason. This is a really good question, so we're going to put you in for the bacon bundle from Cloverdale today. Measure 4. Are you familiar with Measure 4 at all, Jason?
I know it relates to Measure 5, but I can't remember the specific time.
Yeah, and I've got to do a little more research on it as well. But Al Carlson told me Measure 4 is as important as Measure 5, the House Majority Leader who was in Dickinson this week. And Al said, as I understand it, Measure 4 will make sure that nobody can just go around and pay a bunch of people to gather signatures, put something on the ballot, call it something all mamby-pamby, nice, and then pilfer money from the taxpayers and not be able to change the Constitution. So I am a resounding yes on 4, resounding no on 5. I'm yes on 1, and I'm sorting the rest of them out. By the time we're done, we're going to be able to tell you, hey, so everybody knows. And again, you're going to decide for yourself. You might think higher ed needs reform. So you're going to go for the higher ed change. I'm wrestling with that one right now because, you know, I've got friends. Kathy Nesset is a dear friend of mine. She's on the board of higher ed. And, Kathy will tell you that if that passes, they will have real accreditation challenges at our institutes of higher learning. Okay, now others say they won't, but I trust Kathy a lot, so I'm leaning towards her side on this one. But I believe there needs to be major reform in the higher education system. I believe that you have President Bershani especially, but some others running roughshod over the university system, and it needs to be fixed. Now, they're doing great things. Murray Sagsveen's in as chief of staff. Kathy Nesset's a great contribution to that board. She, too, believes the board needs reform and needs change, and the whole governance needs to be done. But that's an example. We're going to go through all of them in detail. And thankfully, we have a lot of time to do it. So hope that answers your question, Jason. I think the big fix is Measure 4, so we don't have any other Measure 5s. Make sense?
I think so. I think so, too, Scott. A 4 has to pass because, these kind of measures where we're forced to vote something down that we obviously don't want in the first place. If you actually look into the issue, North Dakotans shouldn't have to vote on something like this. So we need to get this stopped. They can't just go throw whatever they want for their own agenda on our ballot. It's ridiculous.
Exactly right. All right, Jason, appreciate the call. Hang on. We'll get your information so we can put you in the mix for the Cloverdale Bacon Bundle, the What's in Your Town Tour, brought to you by Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Arbig, and Little Missourian and Suites in Newtown when we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We're back live in Newtown, North Dakota. I'm going to multitask, which I don't do well, but I'm really trying to get Ryan Taylor to give me a call back, and so I'm sending him a text. I just left him a message. We are going to play our conversation with Doug Goring about his comments before the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and also his reaction to what Ryan Taylor said before the North Dakota Petroleum Council group, in which he, in front of the oil and gas industry, called for the industry to have a social contract with North Dakotans. And, I must admit, I didn't really grasp what that meant. I was a little confused by it. I heard it, but I noticed an audible gasp in the room, and I noticed a lot of people looking at each other like, are you kidding me? And so I started asking questions, and a lot of things I heard were alarming about what that possibly could mean in the world that Ryan Taylor operates in. And that world is a really sort of, I mean, read his books, read his columns, and I think it'd be fair to say that he's an environmental extremist. He's in the Dakota Resource Council way of thinking. Look, it's America. All views are welcome. God bless them. I just vehemently disagree. Because if they had their way, we wouldn't be able to enjoy the economic opportunity we're enjoying in places like Newtown. And Newtown is a great example. Because Newtown does oil and gas development amidst God's enormous beauty in a way that just blows your mind. So that's why I vehemently disagree with the environmental extremists. Because they just come to Newtown. And maybe our next guest is best equipped to kind of explain this a little bit for the benefit of our audience. Thomas Nash is a member of the City Council of Newtown. How are you, Thomas? Nice to see you.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for having us in Newtown today. Appreciate that very much. And what's life in Newtown like?
Life is very busy. The culture has changed. I mean, the city's growing. We're annexing in properties north of town, east of town. Supermarkets are getting bigger. Just everything's so much busier.
There's more of everything. It's busy, busy, busy. You're on the city council. How long are your council meetings?
Council meetings start at 6 and end usually at 10, maybe 10:30.
They don't do that in Fargo. They don't do that in Bismarck. I mean, that's nothing short of extraordinary.
Exactly.
And you are an emergency responder for a living.
Yes, I'm a EMT with the Newtown Ambulance.
So tell me what's your average week look like?
I work anywhere from 72 to 96 hours a week.
That's
those are 24-hour shifts.
What'd you say, Brett?
That's not good enough.
You'd like him to work to 100?
Yeah.
I worked 144 a couple times. So.
Oh, my gosh. Is that just a product of just you can't get enough emergency responders and there's just so much to do, or what is it?
There's just so much call volume here. I mean, we're running about 1,300 calls a year. We're running, we have two full-time crews, and we have three ambulances.
Wow.
I mean, the demand for our services is extraordinary.
You know, what they have here, Brett, that's pretty unique, and you operate, obviously, in a lot of these oil patch communities. Watford City's all volunteer. Tioga's all volunteer. This is a different model now where the city is contracted with an ambulance service, and it's a necessary need, right? But a lot of places, I mean, you know, you're here right now, you could get called out on a call. When you're volunteer, you're leaving the front desk at the Little Missourian and Suites.
Right.
Or at MBI Energy Services. Or, in Belfield, or, that's really difficult. And given that amount of call volume, that's not sustainable. The one thing in the meantime is I really think if you want a sense of community, you want to meet neighbors, join these volunteer services and be part of it. That's how you meet neighbors and you're part of it and you keep up. And I bet you could use some, if you're working 96 hours a week, I'm thinking you could use some reserves.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. That'd be okay.
I mean, when I first started here in 2003 as a EMT, it was, maybe 300 to 400 calls a year.
Unbelievable. So, how long have you lived here?
I lived here since 99.
1999. Yeah. And so 99 to 2014, just in a minute or less, describe that evolution. The people that you knew and you met and what they did in 1999 versus today.
Quick, fast, and highly economical. Very. I mean, the economic development here has just grown exponentially.
What was it when you were here in 1999? What were people doing? What
the major jobs here were, like, the casino, Senex, grocery stores, stuff like that,
And on the reservation, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, like 30-some percent unemployment in the 90s would not have been off, right?
No, wouldn't have been.
I think it's down to 4.
Yeah.
With the three affiliated tribes, 4%, which is pretty extraordinary for the Native American world.
Very much so.
I mean, really extraordinary. I mean, overall, the unemployment in the whole state's like 3%. And really, in the oil patch, I always say it's minus, because every day there's more job opportunities there than there are unemployed people. Just simple math says it's really at minus. How has it been for, in your view, for the Native American community? How has it changed?
Well, I'm enrolled here in Mandan Hidatsa, and it's changed. The growth on it's just explosive.
How about the human side of it? Just the moms and dads and the opportunities they have and their kids and their grandkids and all that. How about that?
It's going, I think, very well, actually. There's Native Americans. Our tribe has always had, like, a close-knit connection with family and in between,
Is it changing lives for the better?
I think it is.
Are Native Americans starting businesses and realizing all this opportunity right along?
Of course, there's a lot of roustabouts that are owned, they're Native American owned. There's many trucking companies that are
hardware stores and labor companies. And,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a neat story. Well, get some sleep, you poor bugger. My gosh, you guys are a little sleep deprived doing 96-hour weeks. I'm no longer complaining about my 80-somes every now and then, But, Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thomas Nash, member of the city council here. Jason Tracy is here from Jason Supervalue, Superfoods, rather. We're going to chat with him in just a moment as well. Let's get back to some calls here as well. Bob in Valley City, what is on your mind, Bob?
I listened to that liberal that was talking and said that, all the conservatives got a, fuse loose or something. I have a brother that's just like that. It's kind of funny. He was all excited when Obama got Obamacare through, and I was telling him, what a terrible thing it is. And he goes, "Oh, it's the best thing since sliced bread." And I go, "Well, we'll see what happens." And it come to find out, when he applied for Obamacare, he didn't qualify. He said he couldn't afford it because he's a single guy. He's 62, and it cost him almost $800 a month. And before Obamacare, it would have cost him $300 a month. I said, "Well, how's that working for you?" He goes, "Don't worry about it. Hillary Clinton, when she gets to be president, she's going to fix it."
Yeah, the inventor of Obamacare, she'll fix it for sure, right? Oh, my gosh.
I said, "Well, then it's going to be $1,400 a month, so you better grab it now while it's cheap." I think that liberals have, I don't mean to be rude here, but I think they have some sort of form of retardation.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that, Bob, because as soon as you say that, that's what automatically gives conservatives a bad name. I think it's fine to say they're wrong, right? I mean, we don't need to say they have a screw loose or.
Yeah, but did you ever see the show, Anger Management?
I did not.
When Adam Sandler's on the plane and he's being very calm, and you got some some stewardess that comes up to him says, all you wanted to do was get a set of headphones. And he said it kind of loud or something because there was other things going on. And the lady goes, please, sir, please be calm. And he's going, well, I am being calm. And then the Thai police came over, and he happens to be a black guy, and he, Adam Sandler says, well, you people are getting this all wrong. He goes, what do you mean, you people? Well, he's being very calm, and these other people, and that kind of reminded me of what a Democrat is trying to do when they talk to a Republican, is because a Republican would be calm and level-headed, and these Democrats will just bowl you over.
Yeah, I don't ever apologize for people having passion, because I tend to get a little wrapped around my axle about things from time to time too. But I just think you just present the facts and things will shake out. Was it your brother or brother-in-law that was loving that Obamacare premium and thought Hillary was going to fix it? Who was it?
My brother. Yeah.
So Bob, could you ever get your brother to come on the radio and we'll have the two of you just kind of have a little family debate one day?
Your head will explode. I don't care,
but invite him and bribe him with bacon. Bribe him with bacon, because, first of all, Bob, you just won caller of the hour, okay? Because I love the story about your brother, and so you've got a bacon bundle coming. I'll give him one as well from Cloverdale Foods, and all you have to do is get the two of you on the radio. Hang on. We're going to get your information, and we're going to make that happen, and I can't wait. So, Randy, take his information, and we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Tracy, Jason Superfoods, one of our fine sponsors here with us. How are you doing, Jason? Good to see you.
I'm doing great.
Nice to have you, and what do you want folks to know about the great town of Newtown, North Dakota, that are listening today?
It's become a really progressive city. We worked with the city council on getting some building permits for a new store, and, you know, they were always 100% behind us, and they just, you know, they like to see the city grow in the right direction.
What's your new store going to be look like?
It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna be right next to Brett and Trish here at the hotel, and we're gonna hopefully marry all the parking lots together, so have all cross easements there, and we got a 30,000 square foot grocery store and a 4,000 square foot liquor store with some apartments above it, and we're just gonna have tons of room for our customers and our employees.
Awesome. When are you cutting the ribbon on that baby?
Well, we're hoping to start moving some dirt next week, and then opening for May of 15.
Brett, this is exciting. I mean, hotel development's unlike this town's ever seen. In your case, in his case, obviously an incredible supermarket that's going to allow folks in Newtown to get everything they could in Grand Forks or Minot or Bismarck, and you know, Rent Chevrolet expanding, Lakeside Bank now a statewide brand with Cornerstone. I mean, this is just part of this American renaissance, isn't it?
Oh, it's just great. Jason's awesome to work with. He's got a great vision, great ideas. And by the way, it's 30,000 square feet that you're building. I think he said 3,000.
They
want to undercut you there,
you're
but
right.
Yeah,
30,000 for just the supermarket, and then 4,000
for the liquor. Yep.
Yeah, and he's he's going to be right next to Teddy's residential suites, and I feel that's really the icing on the cake as far as our little development here that we have to get a grocery store like he's got coming in. It's just going to do very well for our customers, and it's going to be a great, great, great addition to Newtown.
And by the way, Jason Superfoods is here now. So remember, your family's choice for freshness and value. Thanks for your sponsorship.
You bet.
Congrats on the new store.
Thank you.
Can we come back for the grand opening?
Hey, we'd love you back.
All right. We don't just like to do one-offs on the What's in Your Town. We like to come back often, and really want to thank our sponsors, Cloverdale Foods, as well as Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites, taking us all across North Dakota in the What's Your Town tour. Also, our broadcast today brought to you by Lakeside State Bank, serving the heart of Lake Sakakawea since 1952. Jason Superfoods as well, United Prairie Co-op, the premier provider of renewable fuels and agronomy products in the Newtown area. Rent Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to serving all of your automotive needs. Dakota West Credit Union and Edgewater Country Club too. More coming up. Doug Goring when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The Petroleum Council, and this has been a who's who of North Dakotans, obviously in front of a very important industry to the state of North Dakota, the state coffers of North Dakota, the oil and gas industry, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting has brought a lot of folks in, and that includes Doug Goring, who addressed the group as the keynote lunchtime speaker yesterday. Doug, what do you think of the conference so far?
I think it's a great conference. A lot of activity. There's people from all around the state and from other states here that are doing business, trying to find out what's going on. I think we've had some great speakers. I missed the regulatory panel they had on this afternoon, but I heard a lot of great things about that. This is a good place to network. It's a good place to really get a feel for some people's concerns about where things are going, what's kind of going on. But North Dakota has set this up to be such a successful opportunity to really develop energy in North Dakota, to be part of that energy security equation, and to work in unison and create these synergies that exist between agriculture and energy. When I look at agriculture itself, it's so energy intensive that we need to not just use it on one side, which is the product coming from our oil and gas development, but it's on the other side of the equation where we're partnering with and working with the oil and gas companies out here, the midstreamers, to do a better job to address issues that exist out in the countryside. And we're doing that. We're having conversations. We're moving some things forward. We have some concerns and some challenges, and we're working through those also. I've been meeting with farmers and ranchers, and there's some thoughts and ideas, and there's some stuff that I believe is going to come out of this.
I also noticed the FFA leader that spoke at the beginning of the conference today, talking about how agriculture and energy can work together. Absolutely extraordinary. Your remarks, obviously, focusing on the solutions. I need to ask you about your opponent's remarks. There was almost a gasp in the room when he talked about a social contract that there needed to be put together with the oil and gas industry. What does a social contract mean to you?
Oh, boy. That first time I ever heard it was about 8 years ago when I was on the United States Soybean Board, and it was activists that came in and felt that and said that farmers were not growing food in a responsible manner and were mismanaging the resource out there, and that farmers had a social contract with the public, and we weren't living up to that. So when I heard that, I was just a shock, because I'm thinking if the statements were that he is going to expect and demand a social contract from the industry and all, I'm a bit concerned as to what that actually means.
Well, I don't know how many cattle Ryan has on his ranch, but I assume he sells some of those cattle once in a while. I wonder what kind of social contract he has to distribute the profits from selling cattle. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I would bet he likes to keep all of them, though.
Yeah, but so in other words, we could apply that concept to a lot of different industries, couldn't we?
Well, absolutely. If you look at a social contract and how it exists in Europe and that European model, it's about sharing everything. It's about somebody picking up the health care, being entitled to housing, and distributing the wealth. And there are those out there that work hard, and I believe they earn that right. We have mineral owners out here. We have landowners. We have those that are in farming, ranching. We have those in the energy industry. If you've worked hard, you get to reap the rewards of your hard work and the fruits of your labor.
What do you think he means about it? How would he translate that into a policy if he were on the Industrial Commission, do you think?
You know, I'm not even sure, and I don't know if I would speculate as to how far he'd go. I just know what I've dealt with when I've dealt with activists, and a social contract to them was, you're not being responsible, and we're going to develop criteria that's going to hold you responsible in the way we see fit.
How's the campaign going?
I think it's going great, but I'm biased. So
you're everywhere. You're everywhere.
Yeah, I get a lot of windshield time. I actually, the crack in my windshield when I close my eyes at night, I see that in my sleep. So I'm getting really familiar with that windshield crack. But a lot of things going on. People are excited across the state, and they're enthusiastic. I mean, we are the envy of the nation. We have the lowest unemployment. We have the fastest growing incomes and wages in the nation. We're the happiest place in the nation. I mean, we edged out Hawaii. I thought that was kind of interesting. But we have a great story to tell. Agriculture and energy drive our economy. We're part of the energy security equation. We're part of the food security equation.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
As Doug Goyng, the North Dakota's Ag Commissioner and Republican candidate for re-election against Ryan Taylor. Ryan Taylor, obviously the one that talked about the social contract. I wanted to play that interview yesterday because that was obviously the talk. I decided to wait because I wanted to afford Ryan Taylor an opportunity to come on and just kind of visit with us a little bit about that. Really spent a number of emails, texts, and questions actually didn't email, called Ryan and just said, hey, we'd really like you to come on. Did not get a call back, did not get a respond to the text. I know there was a debate yesterday that was taped, so thought maybe that was why. I waited till today, still no response, and I tried again today. So the open invitation is there for Ryan Taylor. Hope he'll do it, but so far not being real receptive on any of our requests. So that's unfortunate, and I think speaks volumes. Bob and Grafton, last call of the day, about 30 seconds here. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, real quick here before I get to my, what, are you kidding me? Mark Davis filled in for Phil Bennett this morning. I had a nice conversation with him, and it led, you know, to North Dakota. It was about Eric Holder, but it led to North Dakota and how good we're doing up here. And I told him about the Congressman Kramer. He has every week. He gets on your show there and answers questions from constituents. And he said, oh, I know Scott Hannon real well. He says he's a talk radio hero up here. So he said he made me make sure that I tell you that he says hello and how's it going.
He's a good man, and there's darn few of us left. Mark Davis, WBAP, legendary talk show host down there in Dallas, and now over with the Salem folks, doing a great job. He's a good man. He does fill in for Bill Bennett. Very kind of you to say that, Bob. Thank you. God bless you, one and all. From beautiful Newtown, North Dakota, we'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com. Billsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.